Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome everyone again to History Dweebs. I'm Tim and welcome to today's podcast, which is on Griselda Blanco, who was considered to be the godmother of the Colombian drug cartel back in the 1970s and 1980s, and who is responsible for the death of between 50 and 200 people. So she was a pretty gruesome gangster, and we're going to talk about her career. But before we do, let me introduce the panel. We're joined again for the second podcast with Casey. How are you doing, Casey?
I'd love to say it's good to be here, but it's been rough so far.
Yeah, it's probably not going to get much better, but we're glad you're here. And Casey, you this topic you selected, so you're pretty excited, pumped about doing this podcast?
Thrilled.
Okay, good. Good. He's thrilled.
He can barely sit in the seat. He look at him over there. He's jumping up and down.
And as always, I'm joined by the very lovely, very talented, and very gifted Brandy.
Yay.
How are you today, Brandy?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
What exactly would those gifts be?
Well, she has many talents.
Because casting spells, and I guess that's a gift, I suppose.
It's a talent.
Yeah. Turning people into toads.
Oh, my God.
Well, as you can tell, let me introduce our final member of our panel. Amanda really needs no introduction. A man of great, he's just an all-around good guy.
Well, I'd like to say great wealth, fame, and endowment, Jimmy.
What?
I wouldn't say that. I was thinking someone who...
Nobody would ever say that.
No. But let me introduce the very honorable, very distinguished Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Waters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
Well, Timmy, I'm doing better than you are. You look like a crazed DJ over there.
I'm hitting head with a shovel.
I'm a little disheveled.
You are disheveled. You look like, I don't know if your headphones are screwed up
day.
Or if your left ear sits 2 inches lower than your
it's
right.
It's these headphones. I need new headphones. I need a GoFundMe page so I can get new headphones.
Only take a select few.
I will pick you up at the Summit Ollie's. Let me give a few quick shout-outs. Luckily, I got to take the week off because Casey was out working hard getting our sponsors this week. So I got to take a break from going out and schmoozing.
Casey's quite the salesperson.
Casey is quite the schmoozer. He came up with some good ones, so... Lady Beverly, we hope you're feeling well. She was a little bit under the weather. So we'll hope you're back on your feet. Canute, as always, give that dog a kiss for me. And Celine, the reason I get your name wrong, Celine, is because...
You're a hill jack.
I have an ongoing feud with Celine Dion. Okay?
What?
When she says, my heart must go on, every day I hope her heart does not go on. The song from the Titanic, I'm so tired of it.
I get the reference.
What stations are you listening to?
Yeah, because
play
I
that
haven't
song.
Heard it since like 1997.
Well,
it's on his iPod.
Because you don't have the satellite radio in your wife's car as she plays the crazy ass stations. I put on the All Bruce channel all the time, and then she changed. I get in the
Bruce Hornsby?
In the range.
Bruce Jenner. The Bruce Jenner channel. Now to Caitlin
that,
Jenner.
I heard that switched over.
It Caitlin, switched over, yeah.
101.
They had a format change on that.
Yeah, slight.
105.5.
So anyway.
A little higher pitch now.
Yeah. But Celine, I'm sorry that I keep getting your name wrong, but I do appreciate you being so so involved and giving us ideas, giving us your opinions. And,
oh my God! Can you get on with it already?
Yes, yeah, Celine. Thank you. Thank you, Lady Beaver. They're both very active.
Wow! Just cut you right off, didn't it?
They're both very active.
This is what you deal with because they ain't got nothing intelligent to say. But as soon as I start,
just cut
to talk,
you right off.
Yeah.
But you have something intelligent to say because I wish you'd get to it.
Well, he was giving a shout out.
I don't know what you're doing over there. You cut him off too. Yeah, what are you hammering on about?
Do you think you two could just beat not eating? Remember, these people are paying money.
No,
these sponsors are paying money to be on our show. So could you not interrupt young Casey over here while he introduces and
as I travel around? I travel. I'm worldwide.
You are.
I am worldwide. Yeah. So
worldwide, Casey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I was in the great state of Kentucky traveling around and met some fine people.
It's a great state. I live there.
Some fine people over in Moorhead, Kentucky. Mr. Complete's Lawn Care Service. Their motto is, nobody spreads their seed like we do.
And they're in Moorhead, Kentucky.
They're in Moorhead, Kentucky. Okay. And then near Big Bone Lick State Park.
I hate that
Park,
place.
Big Bone Lick?
Big Bone Lick.
I hate that place, too.
You'll find Richard's Delivery Service. And his packages always come on time. So if you ever need...
A Big Bone Lick.
Yeah, right outside Big Bone Lick.
Well, thank you.
So there's some good sponsors for him. So let's give him a good show. Let's give him a good show.
How far is Big Bone Lick from Moorhead?
Too far for you.
It's not far at all, really.
By the bus? By bus? Are you going to drive?
I'm going to actually...
You'll get your steps in, Timmy.
I need 10,000 a day.
You might get it.
Okay. So that's our sponsors. Those are good sponsors.
I'll give you $150 to wear those headphones outside.
Okay. You know, we're not on Periscope here. People aren't going to be able to
people
see
people don't
this.
Know what the hell they're talking about.
Oh, I'll worry about it. The other day I offered Chuck, the Colonel, $20 to wear high heels out in the parking lot. Of course, it was just like a Saturday night to him. He was all prancing around.
He was kind of prancy.
Yeah.
Well, I was working. You felt pretty.
Pretty boy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on with Griselda Blanco, who, as I said, was the head of the, one of the head, I guess, along with Pablo Escobar, like one of the most infamous leaders of the Colombian drug cartel in the 70s and early 80s, and was responsible for the murder of up to 200 people. And I think, Brandy, you want to start us off?
You know what I find ironic about her?
What do you find ironic about her?
Well, and Brandy going to get into this, but her nickname was the Black Widow.
Yeah.
But her name was Griselda Blanco, which means white. So she was the White Widow,
That's
really.
That's amazing. That's an amazing
thing. Okay, get on with you. Get
together.
On with what you
I will say that, there are beautiful women in Colombia. She is not one.
Nick, that is true.
Yeah, she was.
She got married three times.
I don't know.
She's good
at her job.
And she was a prostitute.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a prostitute.
Who's paying for that?
Which, Timmy, you got... Now, don't be bad-mouthing prostitutes.
I love prostitutes. I'm a big fan.
That's spectacular. Okay.
Yes, Griselda.
Okay, so she was known as Little Madrina, the Black Widow, the Cocaine Godmother, and the Queen of Narco Trafficking, and was a drug lord of the Medellin cartel and a pioneer...
She came in a covered wagon in Miami with a big, it was all full of cocaine.
Right. Pioneer in the Miami-based cocaine drug trade and underworld during the 70s and early 80s. She was an important member of the Medellin cartel, but developed a bad rapport with the cartel when she had the niece of the, is it Ochoa?
Ochoa family. Yeah.
Family of the Medellin cartel. Marta,
man, you don't
something.
You don't want to get
that.
We should go ahead and just warn all your listeners. We are going to butcher a lot of these names.
There's some long names. So the niece of one of the Medellin cartel, Marta
Ochoa.
Choa. Well, she's got a big long
Rosetta
middle name.
Rosetta Stone here.
She was murdered. Yeah, Rosetta Stone's looking us up. That's right. She was murdered in order to not pay for a shipment of cocaine that was delivered by Marta.
And that seems like a good deal. You paid to do not to do something.
They killed the messenger.
They didn't kill the messenger.
Stitches
you're right.
Get stitches.
Or britches. Blanco's plan was to say that she never received the shipment and that the young lady disappeared with it. And after the young woman's body was found in a rural South Florida road, it became open season on Griselda, and she was subsequently on the run.
On the lam. Griselda was on the
so
lam.
She's running
she's
from
born
the law.
To run. Her and Bruce Springsteen.
From the
born
hotel.
To run. She was born in Cartagena, Colombia.
I've been there.
I know.
It's badass. Badass city.
Is it?
Were yeah, when I... Old? No, when I was there, you couldn't go. You literally, tourists would hire bodyguards to go outside the hotel.
Nice. But not you.
No, because I was too poor.
Have you seen that guy? Does he need a bodyguard? Have you seen him lately?
Because he and I kind of blend right in with my Hispanol.
Yes. and your caramel-colored skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I could see how you're a chameleon.
Latin lover.
Yes. Let's see. She was born on the country's north coast. She and her mother moved to Medellin when she was 3. In the documentary film Cocaine Cowboys 2, Hustlin' with the Godmother, Blanco's former lover, Charles Cosby.
In relation to Bill?
I think they're brothers.
Bing?
She did not know that Charles was her lover. But he would give her a drink every night and they would become lovers.
Right.
And she was recounted how Blanco, at age 11, allegedly kidnapped, tried to ransom, and eventually shot a child from an upscale flatland neighborhood near her own slum neighborhood.
Beats delivering newspapers.
What? Sure. Well, she didn't get the ransom, though. Griselda and some other kids decided to kidnap this 10-year-old boy from a wealthy family. The boy resisted, and Griselda shot him between the eyes. He was 10, she was 11. And that kind of started her career, so nothing like jumping in with both feet. By her preteen, she'd become a pickpocket, and at the age of 14, she ran away from her allegedly physically abusive mother.
These people always got abusive mothers. I don't
That's a trend.
I had an abusive mother.
It's
I didn't
all the
turn
rage.
Out to be a serial killer.
Your mother's
killer.
Dead.
She's dead. Stop.
Well, she's dead
Let
now,
it go.
But you, now she's nice.
Well, sure.
She had cancer.
Bad cancer.
Yeah.
As opposed to the good cancer?
Well, you get the testicular cancer, they just cut it right
Your
out.
Mom had testicular cancer?
No, I said that's the good
Well, she
kind
was old
cancer.
Enough.
You get the basal cells carcinoma or whatever, they just scrape that off.
He's a wealth of
You get
knowledge.
Spine cancer, that's bad.
Yeah. Not only is he Rosetta Stone, he's WebMD.
He's Dr.
Marcus Welby. You going to continue on telling us about this woman or what?
Dr. Quinn.
Griselda
eventually resorted to prostitution for a few years until she was 20.
Nothing wrong with
that. I think
that.
That's why she got into drugs, because there's no way she made a lot of money in prostitution.
No.
Looking like that.
She's not a pretty woman.
No. And, you know,
she's
Colombians are
away.
Hot, but she was
homely.
Not one of them.
She was very homely.
We say homely.
And should we... Now, Timmy, are you going to go through this whole show telling us how hot Colombians are?
Yes.
And do I have to tell our audience why you're going to tell us how hot Colombians are?
You can if you want to.
Timmy has a girl... Timmy's girlfriend lives
alleged
in...
Alleged girlfriend.
She's alleged.
Cocaine country.
No. They cleaned that all up now.
They have not cleaned it
up.
It's obviously a long-distance relationship.
Medellin is a very lovely city.
It's Medellin, but Timmy's girlfriend is from Colombia, and she's a lovely girl. Alleged
girlfriend.
She is his girlfriend.
Allegedly.
His esposa.
And, that's right. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, Timmy's going to go on and on about how beautiful the women are in Colombia, and they actually are. And Timmy, I have to say...
Timmy's swarthy.
For a man of Timmy's looks and means, it's amazing that he has this girlfriend. But,
he calls me peculiar all the time, and I don't know what that. I don't know what he means by that.
Well,
so
you mean
so go ahead on.
Have peculiarities.
I don't know.
Quirky Timmy.
Okay, she married her first husband Carlos Trujillo and gave birth to 3 sons.
Same time?
Yes, probably not though. Dixon, Uber. And Osvaldo.
And Uber
eventually drove cars.
He eventually started a famous cab company.
Sure. But she was openly bisexual, so she was getting it all over the place.
So she wasn't in the closet. She was out there.
She was out there loving every minute of it.
And you know, when they say openly bisexual, do you think that, like, she was just, you could be walking past her and she was being bisexual at that time?
Yeah. She wore a little sign.
You think she wore a sign? She had a t-shirt?
Hi, my name is Griselda. I'm a bisexual.
She had one of those airbrush t-shirts made?
Yeah.
Excellent. She eventually had four sons, three of whom were killed in Colombia after being deported following prison sentences in the United States. Blanco bore her youngest son, Michael Corleone Blanco. Never go against the family.
Yeah.
By her lover, Dario something or another, who left her in 1983. He returned to Colombia, kidnapped Michael when he and Griselda disagreed over who would take custody. So what did Griselda do?
She got pissed.
She paid to have him assassinated in Colombia, and then her son returned to her in Miami. According to the Miami New Times, Michael's father and older siblings were all killed before he reached adulthood. His mother was in prison for most of his childhood and teenage years, and he was raised by his maternal grandmother and legal guardians. In 2012, her last living child, Michael Corleone Blanco, was under house arrest after a May arrest on two felony counts of cocaine trafficking and conspiracy to traffic in cocaine. She was known for her brutal tactics and never stepping down from a fight. When one of her sons was killed by a rival gang, this kind of makes me idolize her a little bit, but when one of her sons was killed by a rival gang, Griselda was quoted as saying, "To the cowards, whoever killed my son, the ground will shake beneath your feet. This deed will not go unpunished. I am the motherfucking godmother."
I've heard you say that when somebody took a pack of cheese crackers out of here that you didn't know.
Well,
about.
Because they're mine. I bought them. Why do you guys do that?
She was vindictive,
kind of
it sounded like.
She was a little bit of a dick.
Although she was supposed to be very protective of her family and all her sons were killed. She's supposed to be fiercely protective of her family, but all her sons were killed.
She can't be with them all the time.
Well, yeah, she's not a helicopter parent.
So, yeah. Showing up at the PTA. So, Casey, tell us about her livelihood.
Well, she was an entrepreneur, really. When she moved to Miami, she became one of the main figures in the drug trade down in Miami back in the 70s and 80s. She even went so far as to create a line of underwear with secret pockets in it. Nice. I think they sell it at Victoria's Secrets.
Well,
I think that's where
might.
It came
that's
from.
That's what the secret is.
Yeah, that's the secret.
That's it.
There you go, maybe.
And
what
was,
do you put in those pockets?
Well, she put drugs in it.
Oh.
That's too. Where the underwear bomber got his idea.
From Griselda?
From Griselda.
Well, somebody they must have been like granny panties if you're snort, if you're bringing in, you know, cocaine.
Depends on how many kilos, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So, in the mid-70s, Blanco and her second husband, Alberto Bravara, moved to Queens, New York, and they established a sizable cocaine business there. In 1975, she was indicted on federal drug conspiracy charges, along with 30 people in her gang. And at the time, that was the biggest cocaine. However, before she could be arrested, she fled back to Colombia, but in the late 70s, returned to Miami.
And yeah, how does that work? You got felony drug charges.
Well, she was indicted, but she hadn't got arrested yet.
Yeah, but I don't know how you get. I guess you would never get back in the country probably today.
Well, no, not today, but it's the 70s.
Yeah.
Everybody was
I don't know. Today, the borders are pretty loose. You get right in.
Well, I'm not talking about from Mexico.
The colonel is wearing his Don Johnson attire today.
Well, yeah.
His teal t-shirt with his white jacket.
No, my teal t-shirt.
His penny loafers with no socks.
I haven't
seen. And linen pants.
Linen pants, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, in Miami, Blanco was involved in much of the drug-related violence that went on in Miami during the 70s and 80s. Her distribution network for cocaine spanned throughout the United States and brought her in a reported $80 million per month in revenue.
Yeah. It's a pretty good deal.
Probably
not bad work if you can get it.
Probably got more money off the drugs than the prostitution, I would think.
I would think so.
Yeah. I would hope to get $80 million out of prostitution. That's the magic.
That's some magic stuff down there.
Yeah, put in a lot of hours for that.
What's interesting about this is how completely unprepared the United States and DEA and everybody else was. They were used to catching guys. If they caught a guy with 10 pounds of marijuana, that was considered a big bust. Now all of a sudden, these boatloads of cocaine are coming in.
Nancy Reagan was not prepared.
No, I mean...
Just say no.
But, I mean, they were not prepared. That's why these people thrived, because the infrastructure to stop them was not in place. They had never seen anything like
it. Yeah, the war on drugs came a little bit later.
Yeah.
So, in 1984, she killed her second husband, Alberto Bravara.
Probably had it coming.
Cocaine smuggler.
Yeah.
The story goes is that she was convinced that Alberto was stealing from him.
He probably was.
She met Alberto. And
you can call him Al.
Big Al.
Now, can I interrupt you? Because this is where it becomes interesting, Case. Now, this is where Griselda shows that she could walk step for step with the devil here.
Really? I'm not sure that's possible.
I didn't think it was possible anyway, but listen to what she does here now, Tim.
Oh, I bet Brandy hasn't killed up to 200 people, but you're still, still early in your career.
Griselda comes up to Alberto and his bodyguards. Not just Alberto, but his bodyguards.
Okay.
In a parking lot, she only got a pistol. And she carrying her pistol and her anger, Timmy. That's what she carries.
That's all she has.
That's a dangerous woman.
That's all we ever have.
So they start to argue, and Griselda say, hell with this. She pull out the pistol. She shoots Alberto about four times.
So she shoots her second husband.
She takes the Uzi out of his waistband and then shoots the other six men in his entourage.
Why would you ever let your ex or your wife get a hold of your Uzi?
Well, he's dead in 4 o'clock at this point.
When she pulled a gun.
And normally you would advise against bringing a handgun to
a Uzi fight.
Yeah.
But he left his in his waistband just a hair too long.
So she pulls it out and says, say hello to my little friend.
Exactly what she did. She killed him and took his own gun and shot his bodyguards with it. Now, those are the six of the most piss-poor bodyguards you ever had in your life.
Well, first of all, they've already failed because he's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
You think they'd be running. She probably shot him all in the back, but she didn't care. That's what she had, Timmy. She had a pistol and her anger. And usually her anger would take out three bodyguards alone.
Yeah, same way with Brandy over there.
Well, that's what I mean. So that's where I think,
what is it? You don't want to see me angry? Doesn't the Hulk say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
So this was a big deal for her because in her cocaine career, because she murdered not only her husband, but one of her biggest competitors. So she was taking out the competition. So this was like if Kroger was married to IGA and Kroger just killed IGA.
Right, it's like Burger King taking out McDonald's.
Yeah, something like that. So
yes, it's all like that.
Well, it was intensely competitive, the drug trade was, and her rivals made a bunch of attempts to kill her, and she decided, I'm gonna head to California, the Golden State.
I don't blame her. Go west, young lady, go west.
Yeah, and now nobody really knows. This is where it gets really funny, too, because nobody knows how many murders this woman's responsible for. They credit her with somewhere between 40 and 240.
Yeah, that's a wide range.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when people ask me about the devil over here, I credit her between 15 and 215.
Yeah.
So that's, again, you got
a little ballpark. It's a ballpark.
Yeah. Now, of these, she was only ever charged with three, and the worst of the three, the most brutal, the one that caught the most attention, was there was a little boy, Johnny Castro, no relation to Fidel, I don't believe.
Oh, I don't know that for sure.
He was 2 years old. He was driving in a car with his father.
Driving the car?
No, he was in the car with his father.
So Jesus had the wheel.
Because if he was driving, I'd have concerns.
I believe it might be Jesus. It could be. I don't know. Jesus, Jesus. Matters not because the car took a bunch of fire and the little boy was killed.
Was this a motorcycle?
Was killed. Well, this was, it doesn't say if this was, but it probably was. She really, really loved the motorcycle assassin. And that's basically where you get two guys on the crotch rockets with high-powered weapons. Usually you get two guys on one motorcycle, one guy's driving, one guy's shooting. And, you know, in a car, when you're tailing people and whatnot, you've tailed people before. You know what it's like.
Yeah. It's well, I've used the Segway assassins, but they didn't. It hasn't turned out as
well. Well, yeah.
As well.
Well, you know, you like to get up close and personal with people.
I like to take my time, too.
Yeah. You
know.
Yeah.
Don't rush things.
But the motorcycle assassin is when you get the guys on the, either the dirt.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Bikes,
mm-hmm.
or the high-speed motorcycles, because even the police can't catch. You know, you get one of the Ninjas, the Kawasaki's, 650s. Yeah, yeah. The police can't catch them.
You know, in Thailand and Philippines, that's how they'll pull your, if you're wearing a backpack or women's have a purse or something, they'll drive up on the sidewalk and grab it. Drive by.
Now, in her time, she continued to be involved in the Colombian drug trade, you know, even while she was here in the States. And there was a bunch of drive-by shootings that were motivated by, obviously, drugs, money, and power.
See, why do you bring all that stress in your life? Because you've got the stress of always worrying about the police and the FBI, the DEA. And now you're killing your competition, so
here's what I don't understand.
And she's making $80 million a month.
This is what I don't understand. And Pablo Escobar was the same way. These men and Griselda, they have more money than they could ever spend in their lives.
Right.
And they just keep doing crazier and crazier stuff.
Mo money, mo problems.
Well, I got 99 problems, and money ain't one of them, because I ain't got no money, but...
Once you're discovered on Dancing with the Stars, then you're going to feel that pressure.
That's true. Now, the late 70s roll around, the detectives, they've linked her to dozens of murders, and most notably, she was a suspect in a drug rival shooting that took place inside a Miami liquor store. It was just a bloodbath. I mean, damn near everybody in the store. Now, this wasn't a big deal. It was a big deal because only one person got killed.
Mm-hmm.
But there were about 20 people in the liquor store, and damn near everybody got shot. You know, it took a bullet. So mm-hmm. They called it a massacre, although, it wasn't as bad as some of the stuff she did.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that, Timmy?
Nothing.
Grand Theft Auto, Vice City.
Yeah.
It was in Miami, right?
Logan plays that game, and he just runs over... He likes to run over pedestrians for no reason.
I like picking up prostitutes, banging them, and then beating them, taking my money back.
Wow.
And then running over with a car.
Are we talking about the game or what
you do? Oh, the game. Yeah, the game. I would not... No, that's not my vacation itinerary, no.
Okay. So now we're jumping up to the 1980s, and that's back when me and Timmy had the mullets, and we was wearing our suits with our...
I had punk hair.
We had the linen. Oh, you had punk hair? I had a natural curly mullet. Mm-hmm. And the ladies kind of loved the Colonel mullet back then, but, you know...
They didn't.
And Colonel, thinking about bringing the mullet back.
Well, I think you should. Bring in sexy back.
I think Colonel could bring mullet back, but...
He almost did a couple times.
I did. Yeah, I did. Now, here's where it gets interesting, too, because, you know, she picked up a couple names, the godmother, the queen of cocaine, and the other one was the Black Widow, because she had a weird sense of killing her husbands. most women want to do that, but they don't actually do that. But what's ironic about this whole thing is the woman's last name was Blanco.
Yeah, you said that.
What does Blanco
before.
Mean in Espanol? Come on, Timmy, you know that Espanol.
It means white, but you've explained that earlier.
Why couldn't
she
be the White Widow? Why she got to be the Black Widow?
You're just not going to let that go, are you?
It just bothers me. Her last name's. Her name's.
I know.
Of all the things in the world, it really should bother
and
you.
I just want to clear that this Blanco woman, which her name will be Griselda.
White
mm-hmm. is in no way related to my dance partner Betty White.
You prefer if her name was Negra,
which is black.
Well, is she gonna be the Black Widow if her last name was Beige?
Okay.
So I'll let that one go.
Rosetta.
So her luck finally runs out. 1985, her luck runs out, and I don't know how her luck runs out because if you've seen pictures. But this woman, she wasn't a lucky woman.
I know we've said that before, she wasn't attractive. But I did see pictures of her when she was young.
She looked good then.
Yeah, she looked
but she
better.
Did too much of the cocaine,
well,
didn't
she?
You can't snort
bad
up
practice
the septum.
To do your own product.
Well,
yeah.
Or
she was making a lot of profit.
Well, she was also tooting.
Yeah.
Prostituting.
Yeah.
Right.
And she was getting beat by guys like you, probably.
Me?
But anyway,
wow.
Run over by cars, whatnot. So February, let's jump ahead to February 1985. She gets arrested by DEA agents in her home, and they hold her without bail. They have a trial in New York City, and it ends in a conviction. She's found guilty of drug conspiracy. She escaped the murder charges despite her, links to all these murders mm-hmm. previously. She gets maximum sentence at the time, and this is before the RICO, they really were pushing the RICO and everything. Now she would get life without parole, but then she got 15 years. 1994, she's a federal prison inmate. She's transported back to Miami because, where will we put a drug-dealing queen? Here's a good idea.
Dade County.
Let's take her out of the federal system in Kansas and move her to Miami.
Right.
But she did get sent back to Miami on the three murder charges. She'd been named as a suspect in more than 200, but,
they decided
to charge her with three. So in a very strange turn of events here, the case got thrown out. Because the star witness in this case was a hitman for her, Rivi Ayala, mm-hmm. and he worked for Blanco. He'd become romantically involved in a sexual nature with the secretary in a Florida state attorney's office.
See, that's what you do. If you ever get charged with anything, Colonel, start banging the prosecutor's secretary.
Well, the Colonel has had to sleep his way out of many a jam. That's really my go-to. Before I called the defense attorney, I said, look, I'm a reasonable man.
Right.
You're a reasonable woman. We can work this out. Unless they're really homely.
Yeah, well, you have to close your eyes really tight.
Well, you do.
Yes, all of this is awesome.
I've hit a couple double bagger defenses is what I call them. But anyway,
double bagger DAs.
Yeah. So they because the hitman boning the secretary,
right?
They're a little bit worried about this. So the prosecutor
conflict
just
of
dropped
interest
it.
There.
I would say, yeah, the prosecutor dropped the whole thing. He
I'm
said,
just
hell
happy
with
we're
this.
Using the word boning.
Yeah, you know what? Why would you? I mean, this is not like this is a misdemeanor or something. This lady's killed people. She's a drug kingpin. We're just going to drop charges and.
And they think that really Ayala set this up.
Well, sure.
To do it. And,
he's loyal.
And he was worried that he was going to have to get called to testify. And he wouldn't have testified, but just being called to testify, just having your name show up on the list to have to testify, shit, that'd get you killed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people, they're like the, they are the Colombians became the mafia on steroids is what they became. The mafia, at some point, back in the 40s and 50s, they had a code that, only people involved would get killed, it's only this. the Colombians escalated, as we see now, you know, the Mexicans have gone even further with it. They will kill a whole damn town.
And you sound like more like Donald Trump every day.
No, I mean, I'm just saying how it's worked, you know, this is what you had to fear.
Right. Those who are involved in the drug trade now they're more vicious than
when the mafia was doing it. You typically, if you weren't involved and you weren't going to testify, you didn't have anything to worry about.
Alone.
Yeah, because they were worried.
Although,
about the
police. Although, you know, Gotti did.
That wasn't
kill
all.
Him.
No, Gotti, and it changed over the course. That's what I meant, or that's why I refer back to the 40s and 50s in their heyday.
Because even at this time, the mob in New York was getting away from that. Because they were getting in the drug trade as well.
Yeah, and you have to understand that the Colombians are coming from a place of extreme poverty. And when you know, it's just kind of human nature. We could have a whole thing on that. But when you come from those areas of extreme poverty, human life has less value because you see death so often.
Their women are so hot.
They are beautiful women. So anyway, she ends up pleading guilty. So the prosecutors, they got her nailed to the wall, but now they screw up this case. So they recharge her again, and she decides she ain't going to take a chance and she ain't going to roll the dice. She gets a deal with the prosecutors. She gets a 10-year sentence. So in June 2004, she serves her time, gets released from prison, deported back to Colombia. Now, one of the things that's alleged is that during her time in jail, she plotted this elaborate attempt at kidnapping JFK Jr., John John,
mm-hmm, John John,
in exchange for a release from prison. And it might have gone down. Who knows if this, you know, really if she could have done it. But Charlie Cosby... Bill's brother, they called him the Deep Sleeper.
Or Bing Crosby.
Huh?
Maybe Bing Crosby's brother.
No, this was Charlie Cosby.
Okay.
He wasn't as good as Bill because he'd slip cocaine to the women, they'd be up all night.
Yeah.
You know, and then he'd be like, oh, I ain't getting nowhere with this woman. Yeah. She just keep talking and talking and talking.
See, that's why I would never want to take cocaine.
Never want to give your wife cocaine to me.
Well, I would never want to take it myself because, you know, I'm wired all the time.
Could you imagine what the devil would be like on cocaine?
Oh, she'd be hell.
Oh,
hell
on Jesus.
It's hurtful.
Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. I just thought of the apocalypse right there. But anyway, what she was going to do was she was thinking about kidnapping John John, making a deal with prosecutors because you got to remember that she's coming from Colombia to me. And
right.
Back then, there were no lines. They did, or you know, with that group, that cartel, those people, they had no lines. Politicians weren't safe.
Well,
policemen weren't safe.
Right.
The military was not safe.
Well, and it was driven by, a lot of that was driven by the Colombian Civil War that was going on.
Yeah.
And they used kidnapping was common down there for people working for oil companies, Americans and Western.
Well, and you know, we jump back to the mafia, but the original mafia back in Sicily, that's one of their biggest practices. That's how they got their
picture
power and their money, was
Sicily,
kidnapping.
1942.
No, back before then. So anyway, while she was in jail, she kept running the cocaine business, obviously, because one of her lieutenants,
Dan. Was it Lieutenant Dan?
It was
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. But she continued
to
run cocaine business in jail. And by pressuring one of her lieutenants, the Miami-Dade State's Attorney's Office gets a hold of one of her lieutenants. They get sufficient evidence to indict her for the murders, but the case collapsed and we got all that, right?
Right.
So they're just screwing up left and right.
Yeah. So now, because of technicalities, they release her from prison.
Just get her the hell out of the country.
Yeah. So 2004, they send her back to Colombia. And the last American sighting of her was in May of 2007. Okay, and she was laying right below an ugly tree that had fallen upon her once more.
Wow.
And they were lifting it up. Oh, now, you called the one girl fat and stupid. Don't tell me, give me any lip about calling her ugly. The woman was ugly.
Yeah,
so
and
anyway.
I looked at Rose West. She wasn't that stupid. I mean, she wasn't that ugly.
You got to make up your mind.
She wasn't that ugly. I couldn't tell the difference between her and Fred.
Well, she certainly wasn't attractive. But we've seen the old Rose, you know, the one that was in transition to becoming a man. We didn't see the younger Rose. Well, but anyway, we digress.
Yeah, we do digress, but she was ugly. We've been doing some ugly women. Can we get some hot women on here to do?
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to do one shortly, yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
Really?
We got September 3rd coming along. 2012, Griselda, she walks down the butcher shop with a pregnant daughter-in-law in Medellin. And Timmy, you've been to Medellin.
I've been there twice this year.
Yes, you
it's
have.
It's a lovely city.
Lovely city, lovely women. At least one lovely woman down there.
Yes, it's a very nice city. It's much safer now than it was back then.
Oh, Colombia is a different place now. They still have cocaine just like everybody else does. But anyway, let's get back to the butcher shop. She in the butcher shop, she telling them, I want two big succulent breasts.
Is she telling them that?
Yeah.
That sounds like your order.
And the butcher's like, well, I don't know if I can do that because yours is kind of old and saggy.
What the hell happened? When did we take a left here?
Yeah, we did take a left. I was like, so she's in the butcher shop buying some assorted meat.
As one is wont to do.
Yeah, as one is wont to do. But a funny story, Timmy.
No, it's not. There's no funny story.
I got to tell you this. So we always got together for Renee's first time at cooking Thanksgiving dinner for just our family.
Mm-hmm.
She decides that she ain't going to cook a whole turkey because there's only going to be about eight of us.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking and she decides to cook a turkey breast.
Okay.
And she's talking to the butcher, and...
did you get a hold of the baker?
Hmm?
Candlestick maker?
Yeah. Any of those guys, were they there?
Well, you need a candlestick maker. You might need a butcher and a baker.
Decor.
Yeah. So anyway...
makes the meal.
She looks at the butcher, looks down at these... She's looking at the turkey, but she looks the butcher dead in the eye and says, do you think these breasts are big enough? Now, my poor wife, and if you met my wife.
She's a lovely woman.
And I will say this. The woman has been blessed when it comes to, you know, her figure.
Yeah.
So the butcher, who had noticed her, I think, ample bosom as she walked in, could only look down at his feet, and he was biting his lips so damn hard he almost bit through it, trying not to laugh. And he just looked up at me. Now, by this time, I'm just trying to bite my tongue because I have a million things to say. And I said, dear, I think those breasts are just the perfect size. And she looks at me kind of confused, and the butcher then just can't control himself. And he says, I think those breasts will do just fine.
Yeah. So what did Renee think about that?
Renee... It took a couple seconds for it to sink in what we was talking about, and the poor woman turned beet red. But me and the good, it was a good Thanksgiving, and
yeah, two breasts.
And I did it when we said grace, you know, as all good Christians do when they have Thanksgiving dinner.
You're a Christian.
I said grace, and I said, you know, I would like to thank you, Lord, for these bountiful breasts you put before me. And she was very unhappy about that. So anyway, I do not now. So we're back to the butcher shop. So
yeah.
Griselda, she trying to get a succulent breast there, mm-hmm. and she with a pregnant daughter-in-law. And upon leaving the store, two motorcycle assassins pulled up, and they shot her in her ugly face.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she was a victim of her own...
She was a victim of her own Frankenstein. She created Frankenstein, shot her in the face.
Motorcycle assassin, and that's what they used to take her out.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like Thomas Edison being electrocuted or something.
Yeah, and, you know, she was 69, so she's probably going to die any day anyway.
Oh, that's not that old.
No, she'd been a prostitute and cocaine head all her life.
She had a hard life to make it to...
You're right. You know, which reminds me, I had a good friend die this week, so I would like to give him a shout out.
Okay.
His name was Bruce Bardas, and I used to argue politics with him on Facebook, argue about the Reds with him on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Bruce was a very, very smart man. He was, I believe, 79 years old. Went to sleep. He was in. You know, you're a little sad to see somebody go, and then you're kind of torn because you think this was an extremely vital guy. I mean, the vitality in this man up to his last day, he lived his whole, you know, he was still playing in orchestras. He played the French horn. And he went to sleep, died in his sleep, and you think, you know, 79 years old, and you had great health. But it got me to thinking how 79 is still young a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
it is.
I mean, it's young.
It is young. He was like Kenny Rogers in The Gambler. He broke even in his sleep.
Yeah, it turns out he had a and you know, which everybody doesn't share on Facebook, but he had an underlying heart condition. That finally got the best.
Well, I'm sorry
to
hear that, Colonel, but you know, it's like everyone around you dies. Have you noticed that, Brandy?
Yeah,
it's scary.
Sometimes you don't want to anger the colonel.
So Griselda dies.
Now, Griselda kind of, she died, but she lived on because the character, Tony Montana, in the film Scarface, there was two things that were...
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, there were two things. First of all, the movie Scarface, if you've seen after younger years. Again, it looked like Paul Bunyan came to Columbia, found the biggest ugly tree he could find, and beat that woman over the top of the head with it for a half hour till he got tired. Till Babe the Blue Ox
had to
go sit down.
Gracious.
So the name Scarface, they got that from her.
That's not true.
She lived a really, really flamboyant lifestyle in Tony Montana. And now, you know, first he get the woman, he got the power, then he get the money, and then he get the...
We've seen Scarface.
Bullets in the... Okay.
Yeah. Say hello to my little friend.
That's the only part Tim saw.
Yeah. And so...
it was a good part.
Now, on the flip side, she was a huge movie fan. And, of course, she named her first son Michael Corleone after Michael Corleone and The Godfather. And I've told my boys time and time again... And listen, is this some good advice for you too?
Everything you need to know in life, you can learn from The Godfather.
What you need to throw in, though, my boys were one time.
You just
Timmy,
say that very
my boys,
succinctly.
My boys were ill. My twins, they were 12 years old, and I brought down The Godfather, and I brought down a season worth of Andy Griffith, Mayberry RFD.
Oh, not Mayberry
or Andy Griffith. I'm sorry, Andy Griffith. But they were in the Mayberry. And I said, you know what, boys? This is what you're going to do today. You're going to watch
Ken Berry. I just didn't like him.
Because everything you need to know about life, you can learn from Andy Griffith and The Godfather. Everything you need to know about life.
Yeah.
So
the old Andy Griffith, not Ken Berry.
Now, there's a film currently called The Godfather, Godmother. It's in production. And it's starring...
your mom.
My former lover, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She doesn't look like Griselda. Well, maybe she does now. Maybe just...
Well, I dated Catherine back in the younger days.
Maybe she hit the wall.
You got to be careful about her because you get the throat cancer. What's Michael Douglas? Yeah. You got the throat cancer?
He did.
Yeah.
She's got that poison vagina.
She got the HPV thing going on there.
No, we don't know that. He got it from somebody. It may not have been from her. That's his wife.
She's interesting.
I'm sure he catted around a bit.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is very vocal about being mentally ill, bipolar, and she's a spokesman for that.
So that's right up your alley.
Well, yeah, when
right
it comes
up my
to
alley.
Bipolar,
it's right up your alley.
Right up Tim's alley. Yeah. So I figured maybe you and her had worked together.
She is a little old for me, but. You know.
Yeah.
All right.
So, that is the story of Griselda, children. And now, here's what I'd like you to do, folks.
Wake up.
You get
and
yourself,
find another podcast. That is
you get yourself on. You get yourself. Get on your computer. It's easier to do on your computer than on your phone. But if you have to do it on your phone, do it.
iTunes.
You get on the iTunes, okay?
The Netflix.
Not the Netflix.
Get on the iTunes.
Hulu.
You go to one of our shows, and when you see one of our shows, you hit that little icon, and the little tabs will come up on the right. It'll give the title of the show, and right below that, it's going to give some little tabs. And it says reviews. And you can review us, and you can tell us what you think.
Not this one.
Yeah, pick out a good show.
And you could,
but you can. You the reviews is just for the whole podcast.
The reviews for the podcast as a whole.
Yeah.
So if you could do that, and to Celine, we're doing two podcasts in 2 days. So we're trying to keep you busy here. But Colonel, maybe I'll do a long. I'll do my filibuster one for you. That way, keep you busy for 4.
Sweet Jesus.
Okay.
So anyway, so give us a review. That look up on Facebook. Find us it on the Facebook at the historydweebs.com.
Yeah.
We're on Twitter now. You can be a Twitter follower. We're History
Dweebs one, but I don't do anything with
but
it.
We got a producer that really. I mean, if he
you
was
have
in,
a producer who really wants to eat lunch.
You know
can
what?
We
if we
up?
Had a producer, you know what? My one regret is, Devil.
We don't pay him.
That we don't pay him, so we can't fire his ass.
That's my regret. That you don't pay me. That's one of
so
my.
So find us,
regrets.
Give us a review. We love to hear your feedback.
Yes.
And you people have a lovely day.
All right. Any final words, anyone?
No.
Thank you, Casey. Thank you, Brandy.
Yeah. Casey, thank you for coming, sir.
Yeah, and we'll see you all.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.